fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Jazzy KJZY.
Sonoma County Focus.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis, and I have some very talented people in the studio with me from the Pacific Empire Chorus. You can find them online at pacificempire.org. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. They've got a crab feed that's coming up just around the corner. There's opportunities for you to join the chorus or to listen to the chorus or to cheer them on as they are regional champions, which is very, very exciting. My guests today are Kathy Hebert. She is the marketing coordinator. Thanks so much for being here.
Hi, thank you.
And Melanie Callaher, she is the team leader and assistant director for the Pacific Empire Chorus. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
I love your scarf. It's very, very beautiful and vibrant.
Thank you.
And Patty Pennycook, who is the director of the chorus. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You also have a very nice neckerchief.
Well, so thank you.
This is fun. We're all wearing something on our necks. Mm-hmm. I love this. I get a little tie. We didn't have a memo even to tie about our outfits. This is great. So tell us a little bit about the Pacific Empire Chorus. It's got a rich history here in Sonoma County. Tell us about it.
It certainly does. We are a happy chorus of women singers who love to sing a cappella music. And that is our main goal, is to sing well and to have fun doing it. So we sing in a cappella, but in the barbershop style, which is okay. Four parts. Think of a soprano on top and a bass on the bottom, and a good soprano two and alto in the middle, and changing ranges. And so ringing chords is our aim, and those who ring the most chords win contests and also please an audience's ear.
Yeah.
And to have the nicest sound and be most entertaining is our goal.
That's fantastic. Now, the chorus has been around for 60 years, but your name has changed and where you sing has changed. So do you have any information about that you could share with our listeners?
Yes, we started in 1964 in Santa Rosa, and it was the Santa Rosa Chorus. Mm-hmm. That was just their name. Pretty simple. At one point, my mother-in-law, Bobby Houston, directed the chorus, and there were several directors. We've got Marie, who is also a Queen of Harmony, along with Patty as a Queen of Harmony. And
28-year director, Jan Gervais
was fabulous. She was the director when I first came in 2008. Mm-hmm. And she's since retired, and then Patty took over. So, but at one point they moved down to Petaluma just for there were a lot of people singing at that point. Mm-hmm. And they needed more space, a little more central location. So they moved down and then called themselves the Pacific Empire Chorus.
Okay.
So it was more encompassing of all of the counties and all of the people that were coming to sing with this great organization.
Is there a connection to the Adelaides?
Sweet Adelines.
Oh, Sweet Adelines, sorry.
Yeah. Sweet Adelines is the overall organization for the women's side of barbershop quartet singing.
Okay. All right. Great. And you guys have managed to win many awards in your history, and most recently, the regional championship?
Region 12 is the area up here and encompasses Reno, Nevada, all the way to Hawaii, and then up to Lower Oregon and down to
about the Monterey area.
Yeah, about
okay. California. So
that's it's quite a
area.
Large area. We've got something around somewhere 18 to 24. There used to be a lot more choruses before the dark times. call it that.
Right, yeah. The black hole.
So. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, that must have been difficult too. Did you guys have to halt practicing? What did you do during that time?
It was very difficult. And all choirs, church choirs, and every community choir and chorus lost members over it.
Yeah.
And it was very strange because our fun, happy hobby and love of singing was not allowed where my husband could golf four times a week, you know.
Right,
I mean, and it was very strange to have such a happy thing be the worst thing for spreading germs.
Right, exactly.
So anyway, we did. We zoomed for a whole year, and we were online every week. Nobody wanted to be there, but we did get to see faces.
Yeah.
You were singing at home, which was very strange on your own,
right.
So you didn't get the joy.
Right.
You didn't get the joy of ringing chords together, and that's what brings people back, sort of like a good golf shot. Ringing chords brings you back because
right.
you can't believe how it sounds. So we did, and then when we started back, we sang outside for a long time.
Okay.
We changed our hours to earlier, depending on the light,
because
we were
outside.
And
oh
then we
gosh.
Would move it as the sunset adjusts.
Yeah.
And then we would be inside, outside with doors open and windows and
wow.
air filters. So
and we still do that.
We
too.
Still
and
do.
We still do that. But when we first came back indoors, we were still wearing masks, which was
okay.
quite odd to be a singer in this encompassing
right?
small space.
Right?
It
and
felt very like a hindrance. But to sing and to be with one another, we endured.
Right.
And got us through.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I did well over a year of broadcasting with a mask on for three hours a morning, and you know, you try to project and all of that, and you're
yeah.
just like,
exactly.
feel very muffled.
And
yeah,
it's,
you
and
do.
It's taxing on your vocal cords and your voice.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
So you sort of overcompensate for it a
totally.
Bit. And yeah, it's rough. Well, dang. Okay, well, I'm glad that we've moved beyond that.
Yes,
we are, too.
Right? Hallelujah.
We're more aware about germs, though, so
we
do mask up and...
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And, you know, we're happy to project now.
That's great. Wonderful. So what are your rehearsals like? How often do you do them? Where do they happen?
We rehearse every Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9:30 at the First Presbyterian Church of Petaluma. There's a hall in the back that feels like home.
Great.
And for 3 hours, we do physical warm-ups, we do vocal warm-ups, and then Patty takes over, or assistant directors do, and we pound songs, and we do choreo, and have a great time.
Choreo. All right. Tell me
what this is.
You're using little insider terms
insider lingo.
Okay.
Choreo would be choreography.
Got it. Okay.
So to many of our songs, we do have choreography.
Oh, nice. So. Okay.
Yeah, we have a visual plan. So we're sort of in between a Broadway play and a choir that holds music. Because we don't hold music, we memorize everything we sing.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to project the message of the song. So it's important for people to see our faces.
Right.
And we also dance a little bit. So we're looking for singers and dancers.
Oh.
And a combination of both. So any triple threats out there, we need
yeah.
All right. Very
but
good.
But there's many a person who comes in and says, I can memorize the music, but you'll never get me to do the moves.
Right?
But they do.
Few months on those risers,
right?
they're doing them and they can't stop themselves.
Well, it's
because
so
it's natural.
Fun,
it's
right?
natural.
I mean, as you're saying, that music really moves you. It stirs something within you, and you know that's just a natural expression to come out. Like people dance or tap their feet normally to when a song really like gets you. So I can see how it might be really fun to get your body and your face into it as well and have so much
fun.
And
the nice thing is that. You do not have to read music in
okay.
order to sing this style.
Great.
We have learning tracks. We help you train your ear. It really is a voice lesson every week on how to
Absolutely.
Actually use your voice correctly.
Wow, cool.
And to blend within all of your sisters singing around you. So it's not in as intimidating as you need to be a singer.
Right.
It's great that you, if you love to sing and you know you're in tune and you're doing it, but you don't read music and you're just memorizing it off the radio.
Right.
That's okay, because we've got tracks for you. We've got lots of people to help.
Okay.
Patty is terrific at making sure she demonstrates correct singing technique.
Okay.
And it's such a value to your life and makes you happy. Every week.
I love it. And it is a weekly rehearsal.
It is weekly.
Okay. So is that kind of the commitment? If you wanted to join in, you would be there every week?
Every Wednesday.
That's the goal.
Right. That's
people,
the goal.
People want to come. I mean, yeah. When you have long days after work, you kind of are tired and thinking about, oh, it's hard to drive there right now. However, when you're on your way home, you're more energized on the way home than you are on the way there. So we kind of use the time driving there to learn music. We put music on and learn songs, and which I did this morning on the way here.
Very good.
And on the way home, you're just very up. It's hard to go to sleep.
Hard to go to
you
sleep, that adrenaline.
In your head.
Yeah.
And
sometimes Patty and I are texting each other at 3 a.m. going,
oh my
can't sleep, can't sleep. What about this? What about that?
Well, one of the things you said, do you do that every week and you do it 3 hours? Is we have a very large repertoire. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Some choruses are very contest motivated and some choruses are very show motivated, mm-hmm. and we do both.
Okay.
And so I think it's more fun. We have a really great repertoire. I try to pick songs that people really want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
If one song people aren't motivated to sing, and we sing it and we're done with it.
Okay.
So we try to keep songs in our rep that people really have fun singing, and then we have contests that we prepare for. So here we have 20 songs to prepare for the crab feed, and then we have 4 or 5 songs we have to sing at contests, and then we have international out there contests in the fall. So we are busy on a weekly basis.
Yeah,
and have some weekends too.
I can see that. That's amazing. So you mentioned the crab feed. Let's start to get into that, because that is very fun. The Pacific Empire Chorus is presenting their All You Can Eat Crab Feed and Live a cappella show. I love the next line here on your flyer. Crack crab with the ones you love.
Yep.
It's fantastic. It's right before Valentine's
Day. Day. Yep.
It's Saturday, February 10th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. And where is this happening?
Petaluma Veterans Hall.
Okay. All right, which is very easy to find.
Very
it's right
easy.
On the Petaluma Boulevard. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are familiar with that.
Nice, large facility.
Yeah. So what is included with the dinner?
We do salad and, here's the list.
Look at that.
One moment. So we have salad and we have French bread and we have 2 kinds of pasta.
Great pastas.
Wonderful pasta. From the Pasta King.
Oh,
and
nice.
And then we have fresh crab brought in, and we get it from wherever we can get it.
Right.
So sometimes it's a little further north than our area, but it is delicious. It is my favorite time of year.
I know.
So, yeah.
That's the best.
I totally enjoy it.
And so, homemade dessert.
I was just going to say, our chorus members make, they're starting right now. Desserts. We start freezing them and making them ahead because
so
we're all required to bring a certain amount.
And they're just, there's a plethora of them, and you can eat them indefinitely.
That's fantastic. Are there things to drink while you're there?
Yes, we'll have a bar set up for wine and beer and drinks. That'll all be for purchase. There'll be balloons, which you can purchase and pop, and you will receive
the
gift cards that are
very
probably bigger value than what you paid.
Oh, that's really cool.
And then we also have a wine auction, so all of us are bringing wine that we get donated from various of some of our favorite wineries.
Yeah.
And we'll do that, and we'll have that out there. There'll also be some trips that you can
bid on.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some other
art
jewelry. Baskets.
Cool.
So we're trying to, you know, get a little something for everybody.
And then we'll perform a couple times. You get live music in addition to all of that.
See, that's what you don't get at other
craft
feeds. That's why we like to promote it.
We also support young people in harmony that sing in choir. So in the past, we've had a First Ladies from Concord. This year, we're having a wonderful vocal group from Napa High, and we're talking to Petaluma. area high schools and Sonoma County high schools to be involved in years to come. And they serve, so they're very appreciated because they sing for us and they get tips at the end of the night.
Oh,
and
very cool.
It's a very fun, it's our most fun event of the year.
Ah, so great. All right, so now you can buy your tickets. They're $80 for adults. Children 10 and under with a paying adult are $30. You can also buy a table, right?
Correct. Okay. You can buy a table, great. Either just a plain table of eight, or you could go with the captain's table, which has real forks,
China.
Knives, plates,
the china,
the little decoration. It's a little more fancy.
Okay.
And they're also the ones that are a little closer to the stage.
Okay.
So those are in blocks of eight.
Uh-huh.
And we're happy to reserve one of those for you as well.
Great.
And
I want to thank our event manager on this crab feed. Her name is Wendy Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this fundraiser because it pays for our coaching budget for the year. We bring in expert coaches from Canada, mm-hmm. from Midwest, from Canada, Midwest, some locals. We get to sing for Chris Hebert, who's a local here, a big Barbershop Harmony Society judge and sound expert.
Okay.
This really, without this fundraiser, we would not have the experts be able to come in and help us be the best we can be. So this is an important event for us.
Right. And does it cost your group money when you go to some of these competitions? You have to pay fees and things like that to enter.
Yes,
so this would help cover those
absolutely.
Kinds of things, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. There are dues that we pay every month mm-hmm. for our chorus chapter and into various things. Then we also pay our way and we pay to play, but it's play that will keep you healthy throughout your life.
Oh, yeah.
We have members in Sweet Annalines that are in their 90s.
Oh, cool.
So, and still singing on stage.
Right.
So truly, I mean, we've had as young as 10 and as old as in their 90s. And it keeps you alive.
It does.
Will keep you healthy. Your every little cell is going to be benefited from breathing and singing and being with friends.
Yeah.
It is an organization that people want to be at lifelong. Melanie has been over 40 years.
Yeah.
I'm over 35 years.
I'm over 40.
Wow.
41.
Great.
Yeah.
And you make friends and you sing and dance and it's really just fun. So if women are out there that want to sing and dance and have fun and really meet people that care about you, that was the best thing during COVID. Some people were at home with their cat.
Right,
some
isolated,
people were
for sure.
Isolated with their partners, husbands, whatever. It was fabulous to be able to see faces of friends and sing and come back to that. And that's why people are joyful.
And we've actually had mother-daughter pairs and grandmother,
several.
Mother, daughter.
Wow.
So
we had
there's very common
two,
within
three
the
pairs
organization.
Go to Phoenix with
yeah,
us.
Yeah, we had three
month.
Pairs.
Oh, that's right.
It was really fun.
Oh,
and
that's
so
cool.
It becomes your community and
your
family.
It's your family.
Yeah.
Patty said earlier, you may have had a bad day and you're driving and trying to get yourself up mentally, but the best thing you can do that evening is for your mental health is go sing for 3 hours. It's your time.
Right.
You don't have to think about what is going to come the next day or what you just went through. It's just for the best thing for your mental health.
Yeah.
It truly is.
True. And honestly, I mean, when you think about the language of music and how it connects with our emotions so strongly, that if you have been having a bad day, and that really can just, depending on the songs that you're singing, the memories that are associated with the songs, the feelings that you get of being together and singing at the same time, like
absolutely.
All of that is so wonderful.
So
right?
true.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So to prepare for this crab feed, we have guest nights coming up.
Okay.
We have three Wednesday nights. Right now, we're inviting everyone, starting this week for 3 weeks, to come sing with us, learn a song or two. We sing Beatles. We sing Stevie Wonder. We sing Queen songs.
Nice.
We sing Carole King. We sing
Pentatonix.
Right.
Katy Perry.
So, Katy Perry. Yeah, we sing so fun songs that would attract a lot of singers in all age groups.
Very cool.
So the next 3 weeks, if you'll go to our website, there's a way to sign up and come for our singers' guest nights.
I love that. Mm-hmm. The next one, because this is airing on the weekend of the 27th and 28th, will be on January 31st, right. Then one on February 7th. It's a shorter, it's not 3 hours, it's an hour and a half, but you get to listen, try it out, have some fun. And these are free tryouts, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay.
And if you can't come on those three Wednesdays, you're welcome to come any Wednesday night. It's just that we're kind of promoting and having a guest feature that night.
Okay. What if you just wanted to come by and listen? It's just sort of like, you know, maybe not sing this time.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? It's truly, you know, we love singers, but if we sing and there's nobody out there,
exactly.
We're singing to nothing. That would be the dead air.
We go to art and we go to festivals and booths and we're trying to attract people and we ask people, do you sing? And you'll get people, oh no, I don't sing. Well, can you clap? Can you come be an audience member?
Yeah.
We take everything.
Oh, that's great.
And they're all as important as the other.
Yeah, absolutely. I am talking with Kathy, Melanie, and Patty. They are from the Pacific Empire Chorus. You can find details for coming to listen to a performance or a rehearsal, how to get your tickets for the Crab Feed coming up on Saturday, February 10th at the Petaluma Vets Building, all online at pacificempire.org, pacificempire.org. So tell us about your regional competition and your big win. This is pretty exciting. When did this happen?
It's crazy exciting. We just won in the spring of 2023, and we also won in the spring of 2019. So right before the black hole, we became champions, and I had been director for 10 years, so we have been a very successful mid-sized chorus. Mid-size is between 30 and 60 singers, and we have been successful. If you're successful at the regional level, you're invited to sing, compete at the international level.
Cool.
So we go, actually, because we've won as mid-size, if you don't win the overall contest, you win as mid-size. So we've gone to Denver, Las Vegas, New Orleans, St. Louis,
Seattle,
Phoenix, and at the international level. And right now we are on track to go to Kansas City this fall.
Okay.
Since we won in 2023. We're the current regional champions.
That is so cool.
It's very exciting.
Well, maybe, I don't mean to bring this off topic, but maybe if you're going to Kansas City and there's a game there for the NFL while you're doing it, maybe Taylor Swift will be there.
Maybe Taylor will be there.
Maybe she'll come sing a song
with us.
We can teach her.
Wow.
We could teach her.
The possibilities.
I love it.
That's so funny.
Good.
So outside of the competitions, do you do any performing instead of just at these challenges and competitions?
Yeah, we have shows. I think our next show that we're looking to do is April. When?
April 10th is our Friends and Family Night.
Our Friends and Family Night, right.
But then the big one we're gearing up for is October 5th, which will help commemorate the 60th anniversary that we are celebrating.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Congratulations,
so,
I love it.
Family and Friends Night is always fun because that's when we get to test and we make sure that we have our costumes on, we have our makeup on, we have everything going, and we sing our contest package for the audience for a couple times, and then And you kind of get the idea of, okay, this is how it's going to feel and be, and it's exciting.
Dress rehearsal and with safe friends and family who encourages, do it again, okay. And we get to feature our quartets. So we have several quartets,
right.
Either four in our chorus or maybe one in our chorus and three in other surrounding areas.
Got it,
so,
okay.
It's always fun to see our talented quartets. These girls are in championship quartets, have been all of us have been in good, and so it's so fun to encourage. In fact, that's one of our encouraging goal right now is to encourage each member of the chorus to be in a chorus quartet, not competing,
right,
but to learn a song as a quartet and perform it for us on our retreat. So we'd like everyone to experience the thrill of singing on your own. You have to be brave. Sing your part on your own with four singers and be a quartet with our chorus.
That's so great.
Yeah.
Do people hire out either the chorus or these quartets for different events?
Yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So if you go to the website, You can get more information and we can hook you up with the appropriate people. But we did about 10 performances over Christmas.
Right. Oh, wow.
In various places.
Okay.
And it's we just say who can come and make sure we've got enough parts, because there are 4 parts in Barbershop.
Right.
And so we did the women's club. We did all sorts of things.
I think I heard you at the Handmade Craft Fair. I think you guys were there.
We did that too. And so,
oh,
and we each year we get to sing Santa in at Petaluma. Then he comes in the tugboat,
oh, cool.
which is always thrilling. I love that. And
we did the Kentucky Stroll.
We did,
The mm-hmm. first weekend in December,
that
I believe.
Was crafts. That was crafts. And the Festival
the
of Trees
yes.
is a beautiful event that mm-hmm. was just back this year after a couple years off. And we've sung at the Shakespearean Festival before, and we stroll caroling downtown Petaluma and sing at restaurants. And
we just sing. So if you, there's 4 of us and there's 4 parts.
You're going to do it.
They
can't hold us back.
Yeah.
Do you have to know beforehand, you said that you don't necessarily have to be able to read music, but do you have to know whether you sing soprano or bass or alto? Do you have to know that before you come in?
No, not so much. I mean, when you come to us as a guest, we take you off over to a little corner and we say, hi, how are you doing? And usually try and calm the nerves bit. But usually my first question is, when you're singing, are you singing to the melody or are you harmonizing to the mm-hmm. to the song? What do you feel is really your comfort zone?
Right.
There's a lot of us who are, we call them lead singer, and that's the melody line, and that actually lives in the middle between the tenor part and the baritone bass, and we're usually a little more active with our with our singing and our personalities.
Yeah.
As you can tell, I'm a lead. So,
great lead.
If you want to just come and I just say, okay, sing Happy Birthday to me, and choose your part wherever you want it to feels good.
Mm-hmm.
If you choose something that is down in this range where it's kind of sultry voice, then we're probably going to put you in the bass section mm-hmm. where you can really utilize those beautiful tones that you have. And if you're way up high and you'd like to sing really above me,
mm-hmm.
then you're probably going to be in the tenor section, maybe harmonizing above. And there's a place for everyone.
Yeah. And sometimes people change parts first or second weekend,
going,
oh, this seems to be a little too low. Could I go to the next part that's not so high but not so low?
Right.
So there's options. We can move around.
Flexibility.
Yeah. And speaking to you is interesting because Barbershop, with 4 parts, is bass predominant.
Mm.
We want a really strong bass part to go with, and we need a good lock and ring between our bass and lead melody singers. So if we say, do you have a DJ voice? Does everybody say, you should be a DJ or you should be a singer? Then we want you to come utilize your voice and be in our bass section.
Well, this has been so much fun. We've run out of time, but be sure to head to the website to learn out about how you can get your tickets for the Crab Feed Saturday, February 10th. It's 5 to 9 p.m. in Petaluma at the Vets Building. You can also learn how you can be a part of the Pacific Empire Chorus and sing your heart out online at pacificempire.org. My guest today, Kathy Hebert, who is the marketing coordinator, Melanie Kelleher, team leader and assistant director, and Patty Pennycook, director. Thank you, ladies. This was
Thank
so fun.
Thank you
so much.
So much for having us.
This is Sonoma County Focus.
Then you came my way, turn my night into
You may not think of flu as a serious disease, but complications can lead to severe illness, hospitalization, and even death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends everyone 6 months and older get a flu vaccine every year. Vaccines are available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments. Protect yourself and your loved ones this flu season. Get a flu shot today. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu.
From the heart of America's wine country, you are on Jazzy 93.7. KJ ZY, Sebastopol.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed,